This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And it is that time. It is that day, Wednesday, 11:35. We're going to be here till the top of the hour, 12 o'clock. I say we, myself, JWN, of course, Dr. Tim Turlop, Turlop Chiropractic, the fine sponsor of this program called Your 30 Minutes of Vitality, every single Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, right here on 99.9 WXJB, followed by none other than the great one, Rush Limbaugh, till 3 o'clock. So keep it right here after Dr. Tim Turlop, always on 99.9 WXJB. And once again, welcome. This is Your 30 Minutes of Vitality, where the doctor will explain the rest. Doctor, good afternoon.
Okay. Well, that's quite the responsibility.
Well, let me give a phone number out there real quick. Usually from time to time, we do have a call with a question, and that's fine. You can throw those at the doc, 352-587-9952 is that number to call. You can catch the doctor while he's in the studio live.
Absolutely.
We got him.
And if you throw it, I may duck. I'm not sure. So this is 30 Minutes of Vitality, where we say each and every week that we were built to be vital, in spite of the coronavirus, right? But we were built to be vital.
Thank you.
Right? We're either getting stuff that needs to go, or we're not getting stuff we need to add. All we need to do is remove interference, because that's what we're going to express as long as we do that simple thing, is remove the interference so the body can do what the body does, which is fabulous. So today, this is actually getting warm. Wow, what a gorgeous morning this is. I think spring has sprung.
Thank you.
Right? We may have a one or two cool little short cold snaps, but we're here. So it's warm and people are starting to, I was amazed even last night. I was taking the dogs out, you know, how many people were out in my neighborhood, you know, taking a walk, walking their dogs. Wow. I was like, well, this is crazy. And people are just starting to get outside and feeling that thing to go outside, which is really great. Right. But because we get outside and it's getting warmer and warmer, that we do our kind of our annual program about water.
Okay.
Right. Gotcha. Because it can't, that's such a simple strategy for health, for well-being. It really can't be overstated how great it is, how simple it is, how it's essentially a almost no cost measure that we can do. And as we're starting to get warmer and warmer weather, we need more water than we do in a colder weather, although we always need it. Right, it's one of the things that I thought we'd hit on. You know, how much do we need? Why do we need it? And what's the best water to get?
Okay, real quick, one question, a quick question. And I'm sure you can answer it quickly. But it is getting warmer, and we're hearing that, you know, in the midst of viruses and so on and so forth, we're hearing that as it gets warmer, that the viruses don't like that type of climate. Is that true? Have you heard that?
No.
By the way, no?
No.
Okay.
I think what people, when they say that, what they're implying is we tend to have less sicknesses in warmer climate.
Right. Yeah.
Right, when it gets warmer.
Right.
Any of them, and a lot of us are transplants from the north, right? But for those of us who are, when you go cold and flu season, when is it? Anybody who's from the north will say, oh my goodness, it's like end of October, November through, you know, March, April.
Right.
It's the winter season. And again, it's because as the earth tilts and the sun becomes further away, when we're not outdoors, we're not getting sun.
So we
don't get outside. We don't get sunshine. We don't get that stuff. And the current thought is that, again, is linked to vitamin D status.
Yeah.
Right? So it's kind of that's one of the reasons that does anybody have that definitively says that's what it is? There's nobody who says that. Right? But it is one of the – it's a pretty significant indicator. That's why we get cold and flu season.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. So that's great question. Great question. So here we are getting warmer in water. So why is water important? Well, you and I are mostly water. Men are a little bit more than women. Right. That's just the way we're built. So it's all nearly 70%.
Women are mainly honey.
They are sweet as sugar. You got that. That was a good one.
Thank you.
You must be going to see your wife this afternoon.
Yes, maybe
she
listening.
She may be listening, right? Okay. Right? So it really is true. So men have a little bit more water, you know, 5, 6, 7% more than ladies do. But we're, say, rough cut 65 to 70%. Let's just go with that as the number.
Okay.
All right. So we're mostly water. And certain structures in us are more than others. So your brain, oh my God, 90% water. Your lungs, 80% water. Your blood, 97% water, right? So it's really critical. I mean, some really significant parts of us that run us are mostly water. So when we get imbalances in water, too much, too little, right? Or we're getting poor quality water, it can dramatically affect our overall well-being, right? Mm-hmm. And we're not going to get into the cellular physiology of that, and who cares, right? But what we want to do is just hit on the broad brush strokes, right, that tell us how we need to do that. So the cool part about water and hydration is the body will regulate it in a dramatic fashion, right? It won't let you get a trillion cells in there. And as you have all those cells, it won't have let you soak in so much water that your cells would actually become overhydrated and rupture, nor will it let you have too little where actually the cells shrink down to nothing, right? It'll regulate those sorts of things by through your breathing, through elimination, through urine, through solid waste, all those sorts of things.
Perspiration.
Okay. It'll coordinate those things to help regulate what's happening to you, right? So that's really kind of comforting to know,
yes,
right? But we want to make sure that we have all this water to be able to do it. Now, you know, we hear every time you turn on the radio, you turn on Sirius satellite, you turn on anything today, you're going to hear about coronavirus,
right?
Can water be helpful? Absolutely, right? Because it can actually help with immune function, with lymphatic drainage and function, which is part of the immune system. It helps to hydrate mucous membranes. I mean, not to be gross,
right,
but when you think about mucus, right, it actually is mostly water.
Right.
Right? So your eyes. So, you hear this whole thing on the news all the time, don't touch your face.
Yeah.
Right? Even though the average person touches their face about 23 to 26 times per minute.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're always touching our faces. True. You're scratching, you're thinking, you're doing whatever you're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're always doing that. But if your eyes are well hydrated, right, they're flushing and they keep, and there's actually immune function in your tears to actually keep that. So one of the places they don't rub your eyes, well, because it's actually one of the ways that the virus can actually enter through that and get into the lacrimal apparatus and all that part of the eye and become, infect you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you've got plenty of water and hydration, you're flushing and you've got better defense. The mucus in your sinuses, in your nose, et cetera, which actually has antibodies, et cetera, to fight all of that. The more hydrated it is, the more effective it is at making sure you're defended.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, your mucous membranes are your first line of defense when it comes to your body's response to fighting infection. So we want to make sure that we're actually having water just for that simple reason. It's an amazing thing that helps with that. Huh. Right. One of the things that we'll see in our office a lot, people who come in and say, well, and there could be lots of reasons for it, but such a simple thing, people whose energy is low, right, will find that they actually, a simple strategy, we just add water to them. It's like a wilting plant,
right?
And you just make sure that you get them some water on a more consistent basis. And almost every single person will say, wow, I feel so much better now that I've increased that. I have more energy during the day. It's amazing. I sleep better. This is incredible. So it really is an amazing, it's such a simple thing.
Uh-huh.
People who are chronically constipated, do we need to make sure one of the first strategies we'll do, they're almost never getting enough water, right? Someone says, I'm constipated. Okay, how much water are we drinking, right? It's a rare human being who actually suffers from constipation who has adequate water, right? Because the colon will actually absorb that into our waste and it makes it actually so it's easier to eliminate, right? More water, easier to eliminate. Right. So, and we're losing water constantly during the day. We talked about how the body regulates it and make sure that we have too much, too little. So where do we lose it? Well, when you and I breathe all day long, right, we're losing, a couple of cups, right? We'd be really in trouble if it was a couple of quarts, right?
Enough on this
but a couple of cups of water just through our respiration.
Yeah.
Right? Under our arms. I mean, a significant, it's kind of gross how much water we lose through our feet. And you wonder why some people's shoes get stinky, right? Because we lose so much fluid through our feet. We eliminate a lot through our urine, right? Believe it or not, even our solid waste actually has a significant amount of water in solid waste. So we're losing water constantly, even just through general cellular respiration through the skin. We actually lose a great deal of water.
Now, do we take in water through the skin? I know we lose it through the skin.
We do not.
We do not. Okay.
We
right.
do not.
All right.
So we are not a sponge.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
It has to get in through your mouth.
All right. Okay.
Now, again, you do get some water, of course, through our food.
Mm-hmm.
Current estimate is, depending on what people are eating, 20% plus or minus of our water intake comes through our food,
okay,
right? Because there's a lot of water in food itself. So say 20%, but 80% we have to drink and imbibe. Now, a lot of people, the first question people have is they say, well, I drink a lot. So You go, drink a lot of what? Mm-hmm. Right? And they'll drink a lot of other things, right? Whether it's coffee or they're drinking soda pop, heaven forbid, right? Or it's a lot of iced tea or it's a lot of other stuff that they get lots of fluids. Now, and that's good because we do need fluid, but water is the thing that actually is the best way to do that. And again, if we're drinking plenty of water, you're less thirsty for everything else, mm-hmm. right? Whether it's good or bad. All right, so water is that thing that actually helps us do the best for the longest period of time. Right, so we want to make sure. Now, the next question people always have is, well, then how much is enough? Right, it's we're all so individual, right? There's no, well, if you have 71.2 ounces of water per day, every human being, you'll be terrific. That's nonsense, right? To say eight-ounce glasses of water, silly, right? Just left the office and I saw a delightful lady that we take care of. She's probably 4'10", 4'11", and I think she weighs like 96 pounds, right? If she drank eight-ounce glasses of water a day,
she'd float away.
That's too much water for that lady. And she's a delight, but it's just, that's too much water for her, right? For you, right? Mm-hmm. You're over 6 feet tall and not a small fella. You're a big guy, tall, mm-hmm. right? Might not be enough. As a matter of fact, it would not be enough water for you. So it's kind of individualized. The most accurate way to do it, but it's also the most subjective, right, is through our urine. Mm-hmm. Right. So if when you pee, right, your urine is not a very light golden color. You are not hydrated enough. It should be almost clear to light golden yellow. Right. Mm-hmm. Just almost nothing and no odor, almost no odor whatsoever. Right. It should just be if there's any odor at all, it should be very light and almost light color. Everything should be light when it comes to your pee. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Otherwise, we're not getting enough. Now, I that's absolutely correct. If we're doing that, but it's very subjective and most people will tend to blow that when they use that as their barometer. All right. So usually we'll use the rule of thumb of 1 ounce per pound of body weight. Okay. Right. So if I'm a 190-pound guy, right, I'm an 85-ounce a day guy because that's half my body weight and double it, right, and I get to 190. Okay. Actually, excuse me, I just did my math completely wrong.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you got me too. 90.
Yeah, 90. Yeah, and I had a math minor when I was in my bachelor's. You'd think that wasn't true, right? But it's right. So it's about, because I drink about 3 quarts to 4 quarts on a daily basis.
All right.
Right, for my body size. And that's perfect for me. Now, some people will say, okay, great. So if I'm a 120-pound woman, that's 60 ounces, that's 2 quarts. And ladies are notorious anti-water people. I don't know what that's about, right? Wow. But women tend not to like to drink water as much. So ladies, please work on that. And most people go, well, I can't drink two. I have maybe 1 or 2 glasses of water a day, and the rest of my fluid intake is other stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, work on getting that up gradually. Right. If you need to get to 2 quarts, okay, great. And you're drinking maybe 2 cups a day. Well, great. Go to 3 and do that for a week or two. And then take it up to 4 and take it up to 5. Gradually increase, because some people say, oh my goodness, I couldn't get that. I just couldn't get it all down. And then I got grossed out by it because it was so much. And I get that. Mm-hmm. So just if you gradually increase it. And then what's really simple, one of the ladies in our office, I love the way she did it because she needs to get to a certain amount. So she went out and she got a 16-ounce bottle. Right. And she knows that she needs to drink 4 of those during the course of a day. So she just fills it up in the morning. It sits. She slugs it down to go 1. Right. And then she fills it up and just sits there and she drinks as she goes along to go 2. Mm-hmm. Right. And she knows where she is during the day. She's on 3. She's great. And she gets to 4. She goes, great. I hit my water quota for the day.
Great.
And it's just such a simple way to make sure for her body size that she's getting all the water that she needs, which is super. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we talked about with her as well was working with weight loss. It's kind of interesting because there was a myth for a long time that if I drink water right before I eat, right, it'll make me full and I won't. But believe it or not, that myth has actually been shown to be somewhat true, right, which is kind of an interesting thing. Yeah, a study came out last year that was actually showing that people who would actually consume about 16 to 18 ounces of water about an hour before they ate, actually over the course of a 6-month study, actually lost 44% more weight than people who didn't.
Because they didn't eat more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has to be over a certain amount. It can't just be like, say, 6 ounces of water.
Right. No,
yeah.
These people are doing 16 to 18 ounces was what they were doing about an hour before they ate.
Okay.
Right. And then they would lost 44% more weight over the course of the 6-month period of time. kind of interesting.
There you go.
Right? Yeah. So, and what a great strategy. It was very helpful for them as well. So it's a really great way to do that. Ladies as well, since we're talking about ladies, we talked a little bit last week or the week before about cell membranes and how the lipids, the fats, are part of a cell membrane, the outer wall of a cell. But the inside part of a cell is mostly water, right? So we're kind of a combination of fat and water, right? And ladies are always concerned about having smooth skin. It's 95% of the ladies I've met at the office are always like into their skin,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is great. Simple strategy is just water. So do that half of your body weight in ounces, right? You get plumper, more plump cells. So believe it or not, the current estimate is that 68% of the United States, those of us walking around today, right? When you also, let's round up to seven, right? But you see 10 people, seven of them are dehydrated.
Wow.
70%. That's a crazy number.
Yes, it is.
Which is why it's significant to do this when we do the yearly water show, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's just a simple, simple strategy. It falls under the umbrella of nutrition, right? So we want to make sure that we're doing that. Right. So, yay, that's a beautiful thing. Attitude, right? When we actually look at our attitudes and our thoughts and our emotions, there are studies that will show that if you lose a certain amount of water, do we lose cognitive ability?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We lose ability to think clearly, to have short-term memory, and even to actually have our memories work as well as they need to. So not only our critical thinking skills, but our ability to have good memories and recall things quickly, and our attitude and our emotions get affected when we're dehydrated. Really? And so we joked a little bit about like a flower that needs water and how, you know, you see the wilted flower, right? And its leaves are hanging and the stem starts to fall over. That's us.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what literally happens. We all have that image of somebody who might have a little less energy. You know, when you're feeling a little pooped, what happens to your shoulders? They fall forward. Yeah. You know, your head goes down just a little bit and your attitude suffers a little bit. Right? Be the plant, water yourself regularly, and you're going to find that you'll actually bloom like that plant. Boy, it's such a simple example, but it is really gets the point across, right? So if you want to think better, more clearly, have a better attitude and emotions, water's another simple strategy that we make sure that we're doing that. And also the detoxification of our bodies. Mm-hmm. So we need fresh water in, fresh water out, right? Anything that sits and is stagnant, if your body's trying to preserve more water because you're not getting enough intake, that water will concentrate impurities inside of our bodies, uh-huh. Right? Because the body's going, holy cow, I don't want to pee too much now because if I do, I'm going to lose hydration. I don't want to poop too much. I don't want to, and you'll even have your respirations will slow a little bit so you don't breathe out so much,
wow.
Right? You won't sweat as much. Your body will try to control that, but then it'll concentrate all of the impurities as your body tries to detoxify itself on a daily basis, which can make us sicker. Mm-hmm. Wow. Such a simple strategy to do so much,
yeah.
Right? And then people will talk to me, okay, so great. So that's why I should do it. That's how much I should do. So what's the best water I should drink?
Right.
What's good water? And admittedly, as I always say when we have the water show, right, Hernando County, we're blessed with a great water system. But municipal water systems have limitations. Right. They just do. Even though our water department does a great job. We have clean water, very potable. It's awesome. But for you and I on a daily basis, we can do even better. Right. For our bodies. The best form that we always talk about is reverse osmosis. Right. It's the cleanest type that you can do. Right. You can get countertop reverse osmosis systems or you can get under the sink. I prefer that because you get more water volume. It's very convenient. People then always, I've learned over 30 years of doing this, if things are easier for people, we do them, right? So if a patient needs to do something, the easier we can make that for them, the better off they're able to do it and actually incorporate it so they enjoy the benefit. Mm-hmm. If it's a pain in the rear, we'll do it for a short period, but then it'll fall off the radar,
yeah.
Right? So if I get a countertop reverse osmosis system, while they're cool and really work well, you're constantly having to fill it back up to get the water to be pure. You have to change the cartridges a little bit more frequently, right? So you're going to, if it becomes a little bit more difficult, it just becomes something you tend not to do as much. Whereas if I have a little spigot right next to my main faucet in the kitchen, And that's where I get my drinking water. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to think about it. Mm. It goes to my water dispenser on my freezer, right? And my ice cubes are RO. Great. I put it in the freezer. My ice cubes are clean. I get cold water from the fridge. Great. It comes right from the RO system under my kitchen sink. I go to the kitchen sink. I'm cooking. I can make my tea and my coffee and stuff from that little spigot. It's simple. It's easy. It works. And the cost per gallon is about 2 cents, wow. Right? So people will look at it and go, wow, but they wanted $450 to put that in. I go, I get it. The upfront cost is harder. No question, right? But if you're buying bottled water, which a lot of people do, hence if you look at the number of, that's why people go, no, I don't buy that much. You go, yeah, you do, right? That's why Nestle is buying up every water company right. on the planet.
Yeah, they are.
Because it's so profitable. Yeah. It's not like there's not a huge amount of profit because so many people are doing it. Mm-hmm. And why our landfills are filled with that much plastic, for goodness sake. Right. So that's it's so much cheaper because a gallon, depending, I don't care if you buy, you know, Sam's Best or whatever it's called. Right. And it's one of the cheaper ones. Right. But my goodness gracious, you're still going to be paying $3 a gallon to get a gallon. Right. So 2 cents versus $3. Hold on. Let me do the math. OK, I blew the math earlier in the program, but I think I got this one.
You do.
I'm a lot better off.
Yes, sir.
Right. Hitting the upfront cost and then enjoying that benefit with clean, even cleaner water. Right. That's actually far less expensive and easily. I don't have to go get bottles. I don't have to keep them in the fridge. I don't have to go to the store and restock them and buy them all the time. It's just simpler.
Yeah.
It's just, and I can then cook with it. Mm-hmm. So I get really clean water to cook with, and then I'm putting it in my coffee machine, and it's just the best way to go. Right. Bottled water as well is one of the problems is we don't know how long that water has sat in those bottles. The plastic does leach into the water. Independent testing shows that's to be the case. Right. We don't, again, because what temperature, if I buy a bottle of Aquafina, right now, Aquafina's RO water. That's great. But how long was that Aquafina water sitting in that bottle? Do you know?
I don't think they tell us.
They don't tell us.
No.
And what warehouse was it in? I don't know. And was it an air conditioned warehouse? Doubtful. Right. So anybody ever been in a warehouse in June? Oh, my gosh, right? It was an electrical warehouse on one of my summers in college. I lost like 22 pounds in a six-week employment stint during that because it was 120 degrees inside that warehouse while I was working with electrical wires, and it's hotter than heck in a warehouse. Mm-hmm. So then I put these cases of water, and they sit at that temperature for heaven knows how long, and then they finally make it to the shelf, and they sit there. It's just not a great way. And again, independent testing has shown us again nearly 50%. Hear that, nearly 50% of all bottled waters are nothing but tap water that been put in bottles.
I believe it.
Great.
Yeah.
Right? So we're not really getting the benefit we think we are, right? RO water is the best way to go. The other way to filter water at home that is my favorite that probably is even less expensive is with a Berkey water filter, B-E-R-K-E-Y. And you they have them huge ones, little ones. For a family of five, they call it a travel Berkey. They're so high quality. They're 18-8 stainless steel. They're handsome. They don't take up much counter space. And it's easy to do. And you have pure water all the time, very, very clean. So that for a simple way to do that as well for a filtration system, really, really good to use. So you can get an RO system at Home Depot, at Lowe's, at BJ's, at any of those places. Mm-hmm. Have them as well, or you can look them up online. There's places locally that actually you can get a plumbers can put them, install them for you. So you have that great water ongoing. So to recap again, make sure you're drinking 50% of your body weight in ounces on a daily basis. If that's too difficult to do right away, work it up over the course of a month. I promise you, you can do it. Any patient who tries is always successful. And do that for a month. If not, please send me an email and say, you were wrong. You'll never send me that email.
Never get right? it.
Because you'll have more energy. You'll feel better. You'll sleep better. You'll poop better. Everything about you will be better on every level because you're mostly water. And if you get good, clean water in copious amounts, you're going to enjoy that vitality.
And within the last minute, last question real quick, does the temperature of the water make a difference?
Room temperature water is actually better. Okay. Some will say cold is better because you burn more calories because your body has to take the coldness and take it out of there.
Right.
But for health purposes, room temperature slightly cold is better. But heck, if you're going to drink the water and it's cold and you enjoy it better, drink it cold, for God's sakes.
Very good. Dr. Tim Turlip in the studios with us every Wednesday, 11:30 to 12, a show called 30 Minutes to Vitality. It's all about your health, wellness, and vitality, brought to you by Turlip Chiropractic, Spring Hill, Northcliff Boulevard, just a little east of U.S. 19. Give their office a call today, 352-666-2222. Check it out online, drturlip.com. Till then, we'll see you next week, Doc.
Look forward to it.